Thank you for joining us for our sermon podcast. Emmanuel United Methodist Church is located at 1351 Main Street in Welford, South Carolina. Our mission at Emmanuel states, by God's grace and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we pursue Christ to become and make disciples for the transformation of the world. Our hope is that this message will help you as you grow in God's grace, trust in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and to pursue Christ with all you have. Now sit back and listen for what the Lord may be saying to you as Pastor Andrew delivers today's message. Thank you.
Today, the Christmas season has come to an end. The 12 days of Christmas has concluded, and that means all your Christmas decorations should be put up if you are holy and biblical. So please don't come by our house, because we've not started yet. But today in the life of the church is Epiphany Sunday, often called Three Kings Sunday. It's a Sunday where we recognize the wise men, the magi. The very word epiphany means a revelation, an appearing. And it was on that day so long ago that the true nature of the Christ child born in Bethlehem of Judea was revealed. But it's years later, 2 years is what most historians think, before the magi, the wise men, actually arrived to pay their respect and their honor to baby Jesus. So today our scripture lesson as we begin is in Matthew chapter 2. You can find that on page 784 in your pew Bibles. And I invite you, if you can and are able, to stand in honor and in reverence of the reading of our gospel lesson this morning. Matthew chapter 2 says this. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I also may go and pay honor to him.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." This is the word of God for you, the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let's pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts today be pleasing and acceptable to you, our Lord, our God, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. So today, as we begin this new year, I think it's important for us to pause and to see what lessons we might can learn from the wise men that went searching for the Christ child so long ago. There are three things I think we can learn for this new year. And the first is that the wise men, they recognized that there was something special about Jesus. The second thing is that when they arrived and they were in his presence, they were overwhelmed with joy. And the final thing is that they surrendered themselves, or at least in this case, their valuable gifts to Jesus. So the first thing the wise men went through, they went through a lot of trouble to find this baby. This is not something they normally would have done. They would not have traveled this far with all their entourage, with all their stuff. But the star was leading them to something special. So as we begin this new year, I think it's a good time to slow down and to remember just how special our relationship with Jesus is. You see, we may not have a star, a physical star that guides us anymore, but we do have the Holy Spirit who can guide us to the presence of Christ. We have other people who guide us. We can all sit and think about pastors or teachers or Sunday school teachers or other leaders within the life of the church that we have encountered who have helped guide us in our faith journey. Sadly, there are times, especially in the busyness of life, that we lose sight of just how good God really is and how good He has been forever. The second thing is that when the wise men get there, they are overwhelmed with joy. When was the last time that you were overwhelmed with joy for no other reason than you were in the presence of Christ? It's probably been a long time for some of us. I've shared with you before that I don't think most people that know me on a deep, intimate level wouldn't say I'm somebody overwhelmed or overflowing with joy. So I'm working on that. But being in the presence of God should fill us to overflowing with joy. And the final thing I want us to see today is that the wise men surrendered themselves, their gifts, to pay respect to the Christ child. Again, this was not a normal thing for them to do. These were not the type of men who would have knelt to pay respects. That's a sign of surrender, a sign of inferiority. Not something these men were used to doing, but they knelt out of respect and they gave these gifts. You see, in our society and in our churches, most of the time we don't see the need to surrender our lives because we've already done that, most of us. We've already surrendered and accepted Christ. But the truth is that Christ calls us to continue to surrender each and every day. So, church, how different would our year be if we learned these valuable lessons from the wise men? If we truly let the Holy Spirit guide us to Jesus, and if we remember just how great He truly is. What if every time we entered this place, we were filled to overflowing with joy? But then the truth remains that when we leave this place, the Holy Spirit goes with us and we continue to remain filled with joy. And what if we recommitted to surrendering our lives to Christ for all that He has done, for all that He is doing, and for all that He will continue to do in our lives? Today, with a special service, that's exactly what I want to give us the opportunity to do. But before we do that, let's stand and sing We Three Kings, hymn 254. We're only going to do verses 1 and 5. 254, We Three Kings. Let's stand as we praise the Lord together.
We hope this message encourages you in your walk with Christ. We would love for you to join us for worship at Emmanuel United Methodist Church, where becoming and making disciples is more than just a mission statement. For more information, you can visit us at emmanuelumc.com. Or you can find us on Facebook at IUMC Welford. God bless.